afternoon, good evening, good metal. My name's Coop and welcome to the Spoken Metal Show. This episode is a double preview, if you will, because there's some shows coming up this week that I really wanted to talk about and I really wanted to kind of hype up in my own way and talk about kind of how they are important in the bigger sort of scheme of things and the bigger sort of scene that's going on. And that's Thursday and Friday this week. Thursday, Ogun's headline show at Jimmy's, and Friday, Raised by Wolves headline show at the Outpost. And I'm just going to break down both of those two shows and then why I think they're really, really important to what's going on at the moment. So, you know, Coop, you always talk about shows at the fucking Zanzi or the Outpost. What about elsewhere? Well, now the time to talk about Jimmy's and the work that Jimmy's is putting in. That massive great venue on the corner. I'm starting to see a lot more metal shows on there, which is just absolutely superb. Downstairs is perfectly geared for it. It's a really good setup downstairs. It's a good setup upstairs, to be honest with you, but it's a really good setup downstairs for bands to play, and they've got the guardrails up and stuff, and it's all kind of, it's becoming something now, which is fantastic. I'm really happy to see that and what Jimmy's is doing. And there's getting a lot of bands now are including that on their touring cycle and kind of getting involved. And Jimmy's is really getting a name for itself out there, which is great. And it's the start of something for them, I feel. And they've made some really, really, really good decisions, one of which is being and putting metal on. And that leads to, you know, the headline show. The headline, I'll start in a weird way because I'll start with the headliners on a lot of these. It's Ogun. Of course it's Ogun. And you know, my love for Ogun and Andy and the lads, I've talked about it many times. I think virtually every member on the podcast at some point to talk about the band. But what a just a wonderful story of a band, you know, at one point dormant, even dead, some may say, coming back and it being better than they ever were, and really kind of influencing a lot of bands to maybe take stock and look at themselves and go, okay, you know, we split up a long time ago. Maybe it's time we reformed and we did something. So it's really cool that Ogun have decided to do that, and they've just gone for it. They've gone to play great thrash metal and great metal in a really, really, really unique and original way. Really confident, really formed, and really a finished article. And it needs to be said, ladies and gentlemen, I will always be honest with you and always tell you how I feel, you know, and always spill tea as well. Sometimes to my own detriment, where I can get into trouble, but I don't think the guys would mind me saying this, that they didn't win Metal to the Masses. There you go. No great news flash there. They didn't win it. They came very, very close, and they were fucking biblical. But there were other bands that were more biblical, and got through, and they didn't get through. They did not, and for one step, was there any sour grapes or any, fuck off then, you know, we're not, you know, they just went back to it, booked shows, started playing shows, I know, went back and started writing shit, and just went and kept going. And then there's the day where members of Ogun were at Bloodstock this year, and they went to see the band that did win it, the Devil's Henchmen, and you know, Joe and the lads who won and went to play the new Blood stage, and by all accounts played a fucking blinder. And that tells you a lot, that, you know, did they bother to go and see them? And there was other bands from our scene went to see them as well. There's no sour grapes, there's no winners and losers in that respect. There's a scene where everybody's benefiting from. And what's great is that I'm sure, I'll bet everything that I own, The Joe and the lads from Devil's Henchmen will be at the show on Thursday as well. How fucking cool is that? How cool is that? And that's how you know a scene's growing, because bands are like, well, some bands are going to get through and do some stuff. Some bands are going to get on this bill. Some bands are going to get on this festival. Some aren't. But it's not, because it's just moving forward. Everybody's moving forward and everybody's benefiting from it. There's that wonderful camaraderie. You don't get it where a band plays and then they fuck off afterwards. You know, the bands are, we're all in this together and all in this to look after each other and push everybody along. You know, it's the oldest adage in the book is that, you know, the a high tide raises all ships. And that's what Ogun are really doing. I've seen them at shows about from big and small, always there supporting the scene in the background. That's why I know this will be a good turnout, because they've turned out for other people. That's how it fucking works, ladies and gentlemen. You want more people at your shows? Go to other people's shows. It's not hard. That's how it works. You go to other people's shows, even if you're not playing. You know what? And let me appeal to your entrepreneurial sort of elements here. If you go to these shows and talk to people and support these bands, you may get gigs off this. You may make new friends and bands that you can tour with and swap dates with. You know, if you wanted me to appeal to that mercenary view, that you could see it that way, but you shouldn't do it. You should do it because you want to support your scene. And this is how you're going to do it. That's why it's going to be a great turnout Thursday on Jimmy's. And now I'll go down the list in a weird fashion because just fuck, it's my podcast. So Spitfire, they're supporting Hogan. And I've yet to see Spitfire live. I've missed them every time I've been trying to catch them, to my absolute, I'm gutted that I can't see them. You know, I've heard them, the three singles and stuff. Intoxicated, Shame, and obviously Spitfire itself. And Liz's vocals are fucking brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Alex is playing. He's got that wonderful Les Paul, hasn't he? That's how you're funny. Guitarists only remember guitars. But they've got it already. They've got a complete sound. They just need to add anything. They just need to get their tours and their dates up and get their live show, better and better and better. And they're just perfectly kind of balanced against Hogan in terms of what they sound like stylistically. They could headline their own show now and probably will do. They're fucking absolutely epic, but I haven't seen them. This kind of purports, like I say, to be this, bastion of all things Northwest metal. I ain't seen them. And that's fucking exciting. I'm happy to say that. I fucking love it when there's a band on that I haven't seen before. Which leads me very neatly to the other bands on the bill. Reclaim and Bad Blood and Doomsday Clock is all we've had from them. It's what do we know about them? Well, what we know is going to be what we see live. The common thread with a lot of these bands is that they haven't had much music out there streaming because they're just in their initial phases. So the only way you're going to see more music by them, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, is by going to a fucking show. And in doing so, you're going to get to see bands trying out stuff, experimenting with their songs, trying different things like, do we keep this middle eight longer? Do we lead them with this? Does this song work? Does this song not work? You'll get to see that early on. Reclaimer do, there's some Loathing there, Lorna Shore. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. It's very new. It's very interesting. I mean, that riff in Bad Blood's fucking brilliant. There's just the end. It's just great. And so it's going to be, so that represents the even newer. So, just looking back there, we've got Hogan was an original OG band come together now, complete band, ready for the next level. Spitfire just on the cusp of the albums and moving through with their career, and then Reclaim, new interesting artists doing something very interesting with metal and the modern metal. Already you've got this wide dichotomy of stuff going on at this show, and then you put Grief into the mix, the openers, and once again we've got one song I think they've got streaming. I think it's Mia Kupla is the only song they've got streaming. And I think, you can see Death Rattle. I think they've got on a couple of YouTube videos out there. That's it. They're doing probably a 20-minute, 30-minute set. What the fuck? The only way you're going to see this is live. AI is not going to do this for you. You'll be able to see all these songs on shitty YouTube videos that people take. You won't be able to see this unless you go to a show and you're going to see that wonderful moment when it was growing. Wouldn't you have liked to have seen Loathe playing fucking, downstairs in the Jacaranda before they became who they were? Of course you would. Now you'd pay fucking hundreds for that. You don't have to do that on Thursday. You're going to see this for a couple of quid along with a whole bunch of other artists at Jimmy's. Why would you not want to do that? And just in that bill there, just look at that bill. Hogan, Spitfire, Reclaim and Grief. That is a beautiful slice of what's going on in the Northwest metal scene. There's everything there. I know it's going to be a well-turned-out show. I'm so looking forward to this because I get to see bands I know and love. I get to see bands that I've loved but never seen live, and I get bands I don't really know. I don't want to know what I think about Grief yet. I'm sure I think I'm going to pretty much like them. I think I'm pretty sure I'm going to like Reclaim. I don't know yet. That's fucking incredibly exciting to a metalhead like me. to see that. I love hearing bands that I haven't heard of before or even seen live before. It's epic. And I just let that wash over me to, you know, let them do what they need to do, get it out and play to, and just do their set and let you see what you think. And it'll be, I guarantee there'll be like two or three songs will be like, fuck me, I can't wait to hear that recorded. That's really exciting when that happens. That's really exciting. So that's the Thursday, you know, Thursday sort of, you know, weird night for a gig. But I bet you it's really well attended. In fact, it will be well attended at the end. But it just goes to show now that there's room for dates. Like, it's not just Friday, Saturday, and occasional Sundays for metal shows now. We can do Thursday nights. Let's do Thursday nights as well. Fuck yeah, let's do Thursday nights. Doesn't matter. And then we get to Friday at my hometown show, if you will, at the Outpost. And, well, you know, this sold out. So this show sold out. And, you know, there's some bits of people messaged me and said stuff like, well, it's easy to sell out like a 70, 80 plus venue. Get fucked. You know, no finesse in it. Get fucked. It's still 70 or 80 people you've got to get into a fucking show, which is hard enough at the best of times, but you're still selling out and selling out early, which makes me really happy. So that means people pre-bought their tickets. They went turning up on the door. They were pre-buying their tickets and the place fucking sold out. That's fucking epic, that is. The end, it's epic. And, you know, just as a sidebar, Tailgunners only show so far on their current tour itinerary, of which I'm sure will change, is the Liverpool show is the only show that they've sold out so far. I'm sure others will sell out, but the first one, I should say, was Liverpool, which is a real fucking badge of honour for me to see them kind of doing it. And you want to see a scene? Is there a scene in Liverpool? You know, there's no scene in Liverpool. Is there a scene? Is there something going on? These are your flags to point you and signposts to point you that there is a scene. So Friday at the Outpost, Raised by Wolves headline. Now, I haven't had members of Raised by Wolves on the show yet. I will do. I've messaged Dan, and I need to, you know, my love for his playing. He is an absolute riff machine. Is, you know, I always talk about it, and did that little post, if you'd seen it on Instagram, of people to look out for guitar players wise. And he's just a great player, It's just endlessly inventive and endlessly interesting. So this is their coming of age for me. This is their headline show, and you, well, everybody knows what I think about Liv's vocals. They're just fucking absolutely on point. They're just earnest and incredibly well delivered. And so, yeah, I probably should get one or many of Raised by Wolves on the show. But this is a Friday now, so we've already had Thursday. We're on Friday. I'm going to do both. You can do both. Gasp, you can do both. But let's look who's supporting them. So then you've got Straight for the Sun and they're from Birmingham. So these are, that's not a Northwest band. It's from Birmingham, you know, the home of heavy metal, if you will. And that's interesting. That's a five piece. It's interesting. And once again, not too much out there from them. You know, songs like Remember Me and Is It False Hope? I think it's False Hope it's called. That's a fucking great tune, that is. And it's an example of us bringing a band from Birmingham of coming. You know, because it's not just about the Northwest bands, it's about the scene as a whole. That ticks that box if you're ticking boxes. And then, you know, Dakara, D-A-C-A-R-A. And, you know, I've been listening to them today and I was just blown away how much of a finished sound they have. It's absolutely superb. You know, I think the new single is called Nice Try, and then you've got Try Hard. They are doing something really exciting and just fucking full of energy and life. It's really kind of infectious when you hear that, hear a band playing, you know, with real passion, real power as well. I haven't seen either of those two bands. The Car have been on my list for a while, but I haven't seen either of those bands. I've barely heard them. And See the Previous Day, you know, about going to see bands that you haven't heard of before, you haven't seen before. And then you've got Skinflowers, which is a wonderful name for a band. It's kind of like they put themselves as like a new grunge, which is interesting. I believe this is their debut gig as well. I believe they've only got like three songs. I think Phantom was the one I quite liked. You know, like three songs so far. And this is their debut gig. So you're giving a band a debut gig as well. Look at what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen. Just step back a second and see that. You're getting established bands and bands establishing themselves. You're getting, you know, newish bands now kind of finding their feet. then you're getting brand new bands with really interesting, you know, provocative sounds and modern takes on metal, and you're getting absolutely new bands with debuting gigs. Is that not a sign of a blossoming scene? It's every, and it's on, and there's Thursday and Friday back to back. There you go. You know, at places you could, you know, I don't know if you could throw a stone, but certainly you could. Yeah, you probably could if you went over the buildings. You could throw a stone for those two venues. You know, it is the absolute epitome of a scene growing. And, you know, there'll be people out there that will tell you, well, you can only do one of those shows a week. You know, they played last night, so it won't be a good turnout this night. Oh, just stop. Stop with all that. With all that, this affects this affects that, this affects the other. Shut up with that. It just doesn't make sense. I've been to shows where bands are playing at the arenas and next door and the venue's been packed. It doesn't matter. As long as that venue and the promoter and the bands do their best to promote that show and do their best to put the best lineup together that's the most attractive, there is room for everybody. There's room for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And then, so you get Thursday and Friday night and you're getting to see, what, 8-9 bands, all, you know, I've illustrated are superbly important to the scene and what's going on. And they're all fucking really good. They're all really good. The benchmark is raised. And now we're getting new bands injecting into this. Like I say, Grief and Reclaim, new bands injecting into the scene. You know, used to be what was leveled at the scene was that there was only very, like, sort of niche bands that no one gave a fuck about. There wasn't that many of them, all sounding the same, with no real sort of representation of what was going on. Fucking hell, these 9 bands or so represented the whole gaunt of metal, the whole gaunt of it, the whole run of it. And on some cases, they're on the same fucking bill. You know, you have to understand that this scene is not only growing, it's grown. It's grown up to this now. What's next? What's next is we get more and more shows and people start coming out to see more and more shows and realise there is a scene and they should be part of it. If you're listening to this now and you've not been to a show in Liverpool, why? Why is that the case? Ask yourself that, don't ask me. Why? Why is that the case that you haven't been to a show? It is all laid out for you. You want to see, you might be like, I don't know. I don't know a lot of these bands. That's not a negative. It's not a negative. You want to see it. You want to see a horror film before someone tells you the ending. You want to see something before someone spoils it. Well, these bands are going to get spoiled when you don't be able to see them because you have to pay a ton of money and you can only see them from a mile away in a field. You get to see them now, right up close, playing their earnest, unaffected stuff. The nth degree of them, and you get to see it. That's great. That's impossibly beautiful. That is like, and that's the sound and the scene growing. That's why I wanted to kind of take the time just now just to preview these two shows, because I think they're culturally important, which I'm sounding like a twat. They are culturally important to what's going on to the scene. These are moments you can use, you know, Carcass playing, these type of things are moments leading up to the scene growing. This isn't the sound of a scene and the measurements of a scene failing. They're growing, of course they are. Of course, yeah, because people realise that there's great music coming from our area. And we're welcoming in artists from Manchester and Birmingham, like I've said. Welcome them in. And they can be part of this too. And we want to be part of their scene. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing time to be a musician in Liverpool. It's a spectacular time to be a fan of metal in the Northwest region. I'm hoping that I'm being a tiny, tiny part of this. You know, I couldn't care less if I am or I'm not, but it'd be nice if I was. You know, it'd be nice if I was, these words I'm saying are not falling on deaf ears, and you're sitting there now thinking, well, I was only going to go to one of those shows. Well, you should be going to both of those shows. You know, if you're one of the people that helped sell out the Outpost show, you know, fair play to you. Come to the Jimmy's one. It's as simple as that. Come to the shows and see what's out there. Start talking and socialising with the people there and realising just how big and how much of a family this scene is. Ladies and gentlemen, both shows, you've got Thursday at Jimmy's with Ogun headlining. You've got Friday at the Outpost with Raised by Wolves headlining. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you at both of these shows.